So we could go on for a long time, but I really love these cases. I'd like to ask you about them briefly, beginning with your 69-year-old man with mesothelioma. And
yes.
I'd like to kind of find out what's new with mesothelioma, and particularly what about checkpoint inhibitors. Well, let's talk about what happened with this man briefly.
Well, this was, as you mentioned, 69, a male patient with advanced mesothelioma. It was an epitheloid mesothelioma, and he received three different types of chemotherapy. So we started with cisplatinum pemetrexed, then he received platinum vinorabine, platinum gemcitabine, and then he was progressing. This was at the end of 2016. And I think I had some difficulties, and I had the opportunity to offer him immunotherapy with pembrolizumab. And we have seen that there are some data on mono activity of pembrolizumab, and he had a tremendous response following the treatment with pembrolizumab. It was a better response compared to the response that we have seen with chemotherapy. And it was a long-lasting response. So he responded for more than 1 year following that immunotherapy.
Did he have a PD-L1 level?
No. We had looked for, but the pathologist told me that he was not able to determine the PD-L1 expression level. It's sometimes very difficult in mesothelioma to get an accurate information on the PD-L1 level. So we hadn't any PD-L1 level for this patient.
You know, you would think if any cancer, you know, would have a high tumor mutation burden, it'd be mesothelioma, but does it?
Well, there are very few information about TMB in mesothelioma. It's not a smoking-associated tumor that much. It's an asbestos-related tumor. And we know that you can find each targetable mutation in the tumor, but we do not have any targeted therapy available. It's a difficult tumor. We are not just starting to investigate this tumor, and hopefully we will get some data on tumor mutational burden in the near future. But so far, these data are quite unknown. What we do know is that besides pembrolizumab, we have seen quite impressive data also for the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab coming from a French group investigating this combination. And this is something which is currently done in a phase 3 trial, comparing nivolumab, ipilimumab to platinum-based chemotherapy as a first-line therapy.
So right now, though, off protocol, well, if you could, again, putting aside regulatory issues, where would you integrate, what line therapy would you integrate a checkpoint inhibitor, and would you use it alone or in combination?
Well, it would be dependent on the patient. So if this is a patient in a good performance status without any contraindications, I would go for the immune combination. I perhaps would use it as a second line opportunity after chemotherapy, because currently we do not have any second line treatment available for a mesothelioma.